time now for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. I'm Dave Clemens. I've got Dan Denning here, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. And this week it's how much is too much? I'm going to guess. I swear I didn't look at your paper here.
Yeah.
You're talking about irrigation still.
Let's hear it.
Is That's it irrigation?
Right. That is right, Dave.
Well, I wasn't going to do the whole report. I was just going to guess the topic was off. So it is an irrigation thing.
You can safely guess that anything I'm talking to you about between April and October is probably,
irrigation. Because we use so much water for irrigation.
It is.
And it's kind of a weird thing, right? Because I just changed. I don't know if you saw that I completed my project.
Oh, no,
at the
I
house.
Haven't. No.
And it's, I don't know
I
if it's officially
it.
Zero-scaping or whatever you call that.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it's got a dry creek bed.
Oh, cool.
And a dead tree sticking up.
Oh, that's
because
right.
I was thinking, I mean, and I'm not shaming people that have lawns.
Yeah.
Because my other house has a lawn.
Sure.
But, I mean, we're in the desert, and here we are trying to grow lawns. It just seems like that would be very difficult because you're fighting Mother Nature.
Yeah.
A lot of water.
Yes.
Right?
Right. So, right.
And we're not shaming those people.
Not at all.
We're just saying use as little as possible.
It's our choice.
Sure.
It's possible to grow grass here. You know, through our lens as a conservation person for Water District, we're looking at how much of the resource do we need to use and where is it appropriate. Right?
Sure.
So it's about... you know, our work is about maybe educating folks on, hey, here are your choices, right? And there's other choices depending on your lifestyle and your needs. You know, you can maintain lawn efficiently.
Sure.
It takes a lot of work though. And that's one of the pieces that I think it's easier for some people to make that switch to Xeriscape because you don't have the time or the energy or the money to put into maintaining that lawn efficiently.
And that's exactly, for me, I'm a lazy person.
Hey,
that's exactly it.
You know,
I'm busy. I'm a busy person.
You are busy, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. But you don't want to spend your time
right,
working
right.
on the lawn,
so
right?
That was my choice.
Makes
like you said,
total
that's
sense.
The choice.
Exactly.
Where one of my coworkers, Jim, his hobby is his lawn. So he puts the time into it and tries to do it right.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
So you know? Let's get back to how much is too much.
So, yeah, we're talking about irrigation. And this came out of a conversation I just had recently this week with someone who mentioned that, you know, irrigation in Bend was just too expensive and they were done with it. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit because, you know, in reality, the water that we're, you know, collecting, treating, and delivering to your home for whatever use you're going to use it for, potable or outside or otherwise, you know, it's about $2.36 per unit, $2.36 per unit. And the unit, it's funny they gave it this name, but it's about 748 gallons.
Okay.
Right? So if you compare the bottle of water, the liter you buy in.
How they decide on the 748?
So
is it actually so many liters
it's
or something?
It's 100 cubic feet.
Oh, 100 cubic feet.
Right?
Okay.
And a cubic foot is 7.48. So, but in the industry, we usually call it units or HCF, right? So for 750 gallons of water delivered to your home or business, we're charging you $2.30. So, you know, as a water service department, we're really concerned about it being used for beneficial end uses, right?
Sure.
We don't want that water going to waste. So, for an example, if you're paying about $100 on your water bill, that equates to about 32,000 gallons of water. Now, most people don't have enough landscape or drink enough water or use enough water in their homes to use 32,000 gallons of water a month. That's
sure.
about what it takes to fill up a 20x40 swimming pool.
Okay.
So if you can visualize that, that's a lot of water. So probably the most obvious clue that you may be using too much is that consistently high water bill, right? If you're seeing this month over month and it's becoming a strain, you know, you may... That may be a clue to look into your bill. Like, how much water am I actually using? Like, let's look at the gallons and what my track record is here. A sudden spike in a bill, you know, if it's just one oddball month, that could be indicative of a leak, right? So maybe not a reoccurring practice or theme, but it could just be a one-time instance. But if you're seeing things month after month that are becoming a burden, you should dive into this. So let's double check that irrigation controller, make sure we don't have phantom schedules or additional schedules we don't know about. Let's check all of our points of connection outdoors for leaks, any of those background things that could be adding to that. And then we can move indoors to, you know, making visual inspections around our water using devices. So that's a good place to start. And if you're still curious or you haven't found anything, you can get a hold of our department and we'll look over your water use with you. And if need be, maybe even make an on-site visit with you to kind of look through the property and see what might be causing that. So we do have additional resources on our website. You know, if you have time to research that yourself. But yeah, don't feel bad about reaching out and just asking us a question. We're happy to help.
Sure, sure. I like on the website, it kind of tells you where your water is going.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And it helped me when I did have a leak. I had a pretty good leak one time this year.
Yeah.
Just before I went to zero scaping. Yeah. And it was interesting that I got an alert saying, "Hey, man, you're hemorrhaging water." It wasn't in those words or that voice, probably. I don't know.
Right.
But it was an email that came to me just saying, "Hey, you got a water issue." And sure enough, that's exactly what it was. But
that's awesome.
So I mean, you guys are very helpful in that.
That's one instance where the technology is working for us, right?
Right.
All that
right.
metering infrastructure is there to kind of help us.
Sure. What's the website?
Website is waterwisetips.org.
We've been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. You can see more WaterWise Tips, of course, at their website and also at mycentraloregon.com.